Folks, the Jefferson Chamber will have their State of Jefferson event tomorrow, October 29th, at the Ilario Center on the West Bank. The event starts at 11:15 a.m. with networking, and the program begins promptly at noon. Usually about 600 business leaders, community members, and more attend. And the parish president delivers the State of the State address. And we're joined by Ruth Lawson, the president of the Jefferson Chamber, and the president of Jefferson Parish, Cynthia Lee Shang. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Ruth, let's start with you, and if you could give us an explanation of what it is. A lot of folks don't really understand the role of the Jefferson Chamber. If you could tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, of course. Jefferson Chamber is about a 1,000-member business organization. We're dedicated to promoting the economic growth and supporting businesses within Jefferson Parish. Certainly proud of our networking and our connecting abilities, but I think what sets us a little bit apart is our advocacy function. We advocate for policies and legislation that benefit the local business community. We lobby at the local, state, and federal level on issues such as taxes, education, infrastructure, and certainly business regulations. But we also provide, resources and support to our business members, professional development, education opportunities. And then we work to attract new businesses to the area, of course, in partnership with G&O Inc. and JEDCO, to support the expansion of existing businesses and to create, a favorable economic environment in Jefferson. And then, lastly, we engage with the community, and we try to make sure that Jefferson Parish has an incredible quality of life for our residents and, to attract businesses. So we're very proud of our networking opportunities, but, equally proud of our work on the advocacy front and as well as, engaging with the community for quality of life.
And I recall when I was sheriff and my predecessor, Sheriff Harry Lee, we always used the chamber as a good sounding board on certain issues that, that were or challenges that we were presented with. And I always appreciated that role that the chamber fulfilled as well. And I'm sure, Cynthia, you would agree with me. And tomorrow you get an opportunity to deliver kind of the state of the state of Jefferson Parish.
I do, along with our chairman, Councilman Scott Walker. He's going to share the stage with me. And it's something that, I've been involved in since I've been in office. It is probably the biggest, the biggest speech that we're scheduled to give of the year because it is so important. And it's something I look forward to every time. And you get a period of time, and then Ruth also asks this question. So, for the participants, it's a lot of information in a short period of time. That's my struggle as to how to break it down into, what there's been so much that's gone on all year. What do we talk about? But it's an event that I look forward to every year, and it's very well attended. And we have some special things going on tomorrow.
Absolutely. In fact, I think one is the bicentennial for Jefferson Parish is in 2025. I know the chamber will be involved and obviously the parish as well.
Yes. So we're in preparation mode and we have committees going on. We will celebrate our 200th year after the Super Bowl. It's on February 11th, but want something that's very special, and we appreciate the chamber getting involved with us to help with the distribution, is that Becky Foss, she painted a picture, and it's TransDev hired her to do a bicentennial painting, and they're donating it to the parish, and we're going to unveil it at tomorrow's State of the Chamber luncheon. So that's going to be a real highlight of the event, I think.
Ruth, what do you find right now is the most pressing issue for your chamber members? I know you're interacting with business leaders each and every day. What are they really thinking about at this point?
I think it's really the cost of doing business right now. Insurance, of course, and I know you talk about it frequently and all of our partners as well, but the insurance cost is just astronomical on all different levels. And I think that has kind of been our biggest issue for the last 2 to 3 years our members have faced. And then, as well, just making sure that Jefferson Parish is a conducive place to do business. And, we work hard with Parish President Lee Shang. She's always very receptive and appreciative of her, as well as the council, to make sure that you know, we are putting forth the right initiatives, the right regulations and legislation to make sure that, you know, all businesses feel welcome to be here.
Cynthia, I know you have your finger on the pulse as well. I saw some more recent data about in-migration, out-migration. A lot of it seems to be directly related to what Ruth just articulated about insurance costs in Jefferson Parish.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, and look, that's the, when you have a good relationship with the business community, you're dialed into experts right away. And like we talk about insurance and what it's a difficult for us in government, and it's difficult for the private sector as well. And a chamber member told me, and this is the tidbits of information that is so critical that we have this, you know, relationship with the business community. He said, everybody's kind of, the insurance, it bleeds over into so many other industries. So we have high insurance costs that we're all having to pay. But the Home Builders Association will say, and it's freezing people in place. You know, you have a home. Think of the life cycle of what you do in your housing. You might be in an apartment. Then you might get married and have a starter home. And then you have kids and you want a bigger home. And then you're an empty nester and you want to size down. It's freezing everybody in place. So many of these issues that we face have real long tentacles throughout other industries. And that's the importance of us communicating with the business community and knowing how it affects us in a bigger picture. And that's why a government relationship with the private sector is so very critical in our policymaking and how we respond.
And interesting, and I'd like both of y'all to opine on this, it has much broader and longer term implications when you talk about that freezing in place, right? I mean, I often wonder and ponder, how do we break the cycle right now with this, and what period of time are we looking at?
So I'll tell you, you know, I got really involved in emergency management because we've had so many emergencies. And this will be one of my talking points tomorrow, is that we think of emergency management of, like, Newell, when you interviewed me after Francine, or everybody's looking at, you know, when the electricity will be on. That's kind of what the public thinks of emergency management, but it really is much broader than that. It's the preparation, it's the mitigation projects, it's the recovery that we have to do, it's elevating structures, it's the coastal restoration projects. It's so much wider than that, and when you look at it in that lens, so much of what we do in government is preparing us for that, but it also is very critical in the private sector as well. So we try to do things that will make us look more attractive to the insurance industry so they will come to Louisiana or they will come to Jefferson and write more policies. So it all feeds into one another if you look at it that way. And we have worked with the chamber to do things to change our procedures to make us look more attractive to the insurance company. So they will write more. You know, we've done roof permits, or we've changed, you know, certain things, or we pass legislation so we get more discounts on our flood insurance. All of it weaves together. And if you don't really go deep into it, you don't realize how much it's all intertwined.
And Ruth, I guess your members recognize there are some little nuances and things that government sometimes does that, you know, and I was guilty of it too. It looked readily apparent. It looked like it made sense, but you don't know about all these little nuances and connecting all of the dots. And that's why it's good to have the chamber and the business community as a sounding board.
Of course, and there's many opportunities that we engage with Parish President Lee Shang and the entire council on these different nuances and how do we communicate what they're doing to a broader audience. I think that we bring some, you know, positivity there and some opportunity for them, and this certainly is one of those events. But making sure that we're in constant communication with them as well. You know, Parish President Lee Shang and Jefferson Parish in general has been, you know, incredible in our response to emergencies. You know, they're proactive, not just reactive, and have always been, you know, communicative to their audience. And I think that's, you know, very important. And one other thing that I kind of wanted to touch on that you mentioned, Noel, was the out-migration and things that we look at is, you know, I think anyone you talk to now, a lot of their children aren't, you know, they're leaving for college and they're not returning to Jefferson Parish. And so those are kind of the quality of life initiatives we look to, too, and in building a pro-business environment, making sure that, you know, our children have the opportunity to come back here and prosper as well.
Yeah, I mean, I guess one of the biggest challenges we have, and both of y'all can comment on this, is that for the most part, we're pretty much close to or near fully developed, right? I mean, there are some opportunities on the West Bank with some large tracts of land, but not as many. And so that brings about a different challenge as it relates to just kind of rethinking, reengineering, and rehabbing what's been around for a while.
Yeah, no, I think that's one of our biggest challenges. I mean, go ahead, Ruth. You go.
So, yeah, I was just going to touch. We are, you know, very unique in the sense that we are landlocked. You know, we do have a few areas that are ripe for development on the West Bank, but, you know, the East Bank is pretty much completely developed. And so making sure that, you know, we're strategic in the type of developments we want, the type of growth that we want. And we bring, along with Parish President Lee Shang and a lot of our council members, we visit cities who have seen, you know, exponential growth over the last 10 to 15 years, such as Nashville and Austin, and try to look at kind of, you know, interesting initiatives they've done to do that, you know, to really grow and what kind of programs and policies they put in place to do that.
Cynthia?
And I'll add, Noel, you know, the council and Councilman, under Councilman Dino Bonanno's leadership, you know, we took over, we tried to attempt to relook at our industrial zoning laws. And if it weren't for the chamber's involvement in that, and look, that's a difficult thing to do because you're trying to attract industry here and you're trying to attract big industry here and you have neighborhoods that are concerned about, you know, what this looks like for us. It's very, very difficult. And they worked on it for probably the better part of a year, if not more, Ruth, I'm not really sure. But if we didn't have the chamber there helping guide us and, you know, representing industry, and we work with the neighborhood groups to represent them, you know, I think he said if nobody's happy, then we did okay. But that's a difficult task to take on, you know, and the chamber and Ruth especially was very critical in getting that passed. And it did pass, you know, it passed without a huge angry crowd at the council meeting because they worked so much beforehand to have those discussions.
Well, it's funny because I just talked about this issue in the city most recently, and I'm not asking y'all to opine on it, about homelessness, about having this overarching plan, understand that it's a balance of interests, right? And sometimes these interests at some level compete and create friction with one another. But you have to work your way through that and understand that one side's not bad because they desire something that the other side doesn't want. I mean, that's life. I mean, yeah. When you manage people, you come in contact with that conflict every minute of every day, and it's refreshing to see a situation as you just described, where you take a very complex problem and you work through it. It takes some time, but you work through it and you get it done.
Yes, and it was
a complex problem.
Two and a half. Go ahead, Ruth. Go.
We spent about 2.5-3 years working with Councilman Bonanno, the entire council and the administration on the industrial zoning. You know, certainly there were pain points that at the end we didn't think were, you know, the best for the pro-business environment that we're trying to achieve. But we also realized, you know, there was some negotiation that had to happen and we had to give a little bit. And so did the concerned citizens. And what we ended up with was a good, you know, product for Jefferson Parish, one in which we can still prosper under and welcome industry within Jefferson. So I completely agree that, you know, it's important for both sides to feel represented and as well get to a point of, you know, mutual agreement.
Yeah, absolutely. So what can we anticipate tomorrow? You usually sell this event out, right? And so I've been to many. Kind of miss them, actually. I would love to attend, but it's in the middle of my show, so I'm not able to make any of these lunch appointments any longer. So, Ruth?
We'll have to have you out one time. We'll have to do another time, special for you. But, yeah, we'll have about 600 attendees. It'll be the Ilaria Center tomorrow. We'll have business leaders and local, state, and federal elected officials as well. Councilman Scott Walker and Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang will give, you know, a short presentation with opening remarks. We'll have a panel discussion. And then, you know, they'll close with some closing thoughts. We still have tickets available. They start at $100 at jeffersonchamber.org. So we'd love to see you out there.
All righty, Cynthia, final thoughts?
No, I look forward to it. And again, this is one of the biggest presentations that we do, and it's an opportunity for Jefferson Parish government to connect with the business community and say, you know, we've been busy all year. And we, sometimes if it doesn't make the news and it's not sort of an event that makes the news, people don't know what we do. So we cherish the opportunity just to get in front of this kind of audience and give our updates.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it and hope we y'all have a great event tomorrow. Always appreciate your time and your insight. Have a great week.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you so much.
All right, folks, that was Ruth Lawson, president of the Jefferson Chamber, and parish president Cynthia Lee Shang. We will be right back after the break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll visit with Jeff Nowak, WWL State sideline reporter and digital content producer, about whatever that was that went on yesterday. Stay with us.